WCQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is KO4JKV. My name is Duncan, and my location is Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, call KO4JKV. KO4JKB and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, before we take the roll call, there are a few things I'd like to mention. And one was last night or two nights ago, it might have been Saturday night and Sunday night, James KK4JFO had an announcement about his club. He's the president of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club, and they have that repeater there in Hendersonville. And they're meeting Tuesday. They're going to open it up to Zoom, and they're hoping to extend the invitation to non-members, maybe people in this listening range that would like to join their meeting. Information on that, again, that's tomorrow night at 7 p.m. on Zoom on your phone or computer. You go to www.radioclub.org to know how to log into that Zoom meeting. And the subject of tomorrow night's meeting is QSL cards. So check in with that, and I'll mention this probably at the end of this net. This Saturday is GARS Fest. That's the Greenwood Amateur Radio Club Fest, and that's the Ham Fest in Greenwood, and that is this Saturday, and I have this pulled up. So it's this Saturday the 10th, and it's Piedmont Technical College, and doors open at 9 a.m., and they got a lot of vendors there, including like the Wireman and a big flea market there. They have door prizes. And at kids' activities, presentations, breakfast, and lunch, food truck, that's something that's very important to me. And tickets are $10. Vendor tables are $10. So check out the GARS Fest if you're anywhere around there on Saturday. The last thing that I'll mention is Winter Field Day. It's coming up in 3 weeks. Winter Field Day for this club is going to be at Phil's Place, which is in Pickens, South Carolina. So just put on your calendar Saturday the 24th. It's 10 a.m. till late night. It's going to be at a nice place in Pickens, South Carolina. And if you want information of that, go to Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, this club's website, and go to Club News. You'll get that info. And I'll get more in detail as the date gets closer. Roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. Tonight we're going to start off with the pre-net check-ins, and then we'll check in with EchoLink before we go to the RF section. And for the pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KC4PLT, that's Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. And I see Richard's over there listening on the Echo Link, so I got you in the log, Richard. And then KF4CKT, that's John in Honeypath. KC4WGG, that's Patrick in Rome, Georgia. KE4VGN, that's Richard in Greenville. N4UYB, that's Rebecca in Monroe, Georgia. AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. NC9V, Leon in Hendersonville. KE4DXJ, Wendy in Hendersonville. N4CRV, Lee in Simpsonville. 4ZEW, Ben in Malden. K KG4PFI Don, along with Linda, KG4QLQ. They're in Piedmont. WA4JZ, that's Andy in Aiken, South Carolina. Then KI4LZI, that is Andy in Table Rock. We have KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. NG2A, that's Nate in Tigerville, South Carolina. KG4WNP, Landon in Easley. And KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley. We have KR4FHX, that's Jamie in Gaffney. The W4SBX, that's Brad in Simpsonville. So that's it for our pre-net check-ins. We'd like to thank everybody for using that feature. Now let's go over to our EchoLink stations. EchoLink and EchoLink stations only, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I see there's some activity on my board for the EchoLink stations, but I'm not getting any stations checking in, so maybe they went to grab themselves a cup of chamomile tea, and maybe they'll check in here with us. So without further ado, let's go over to that RF section. Tonight is Monday night, and how we do this is alphabetically. So if the first letter of the suffix of your call sign, which is that letter that appears after the number of your call sign, begins with the letters E through H, Echo Through Hotel, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
KO4JKV. Checking that on the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX, that's Patrick. I am mobile in Penrose, and I'll be in and out tonight. Duncan, thanks for calling the net.
4JKV. Duncan, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. I will be negative tonight, Duncan. Thanks.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we would like to welcome KO4HKX. That's Patrick, one of our net controllers in Penrose, using the mobile station, and that mobile station is sounding really good. So I like how you're wondering what you're using there. But next up, we'd like to welcome KC4EZN. That is Harry in Camden, North Carolina, a little closer to me. And Harry just ran the net about an hour ago. That's the other club I'm part of, up Spivey Mountain Repeater, W4MOE. And he sometimes runs that net on Mondays at 8 p.m. So good to hear you tonight, Harry. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, please check in Kilo Romeo 4 Echo Tank and Whiskey. KR4ETW with Chuck and Mobile in Greenland.
KO4JKV. Duncan, please check in Kilo Romeo 4 Echo 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 KR4EEE. Greg, I'm in Hendersonville tonight. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling it at $73 on that.
Before JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and we would like to welcome KR4ETW. That's Chuck in Greenville. Sounding good tonight. Then we'd like to welcome KR4EEE. That's Greg in Hendersonville. Good to hear you tonight, Greg. All right, so let's see. Let's check in with the EchoLink station, see if EchoLink's working. Any stations on EchoLink, if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call now. Well, one of our regulars is on there. I see Richard, KC4PLT. He doesn't have to check in. We already have him checked in. But the other guy, KN4RJN, that's John, a guy that gives us our sky weather. I see your call sign on there, John. Maybe there's some connectivity issues, but don't give up. Keep trying. I'll keep checking in with EchoLink. But let's not keep India through Lima waiting any longer. I through L, call KO4JKV.
KO4KJV. Please check in and out. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet India Alpha. That's KG4JIA Dennis. And Gaffney, good evening to you, all on net.
JKV. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Duncan, thank you again for re-announcing our club tomorrow night. Everybody bring your favorite QSL cards and either come on in person or come on in Zoom, and let's have a good time together, 7 o'clock Tuesday night. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to each one of you.
If you and your family are well, please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling that, Duncan. We have no traffic, no comments.
04 JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KG4 JIA. That's Dennis and Gaffney. Sounding good tonight, Dennis. Thanks for checking in. Then we'd like to welcome KK4 JFO. That's James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And yeah, no problem, James. And it sounds like a good thing that tomorrow night at 7 p.m. meeting. And I have that written down. So I have Zoom. I might have to reinstall the app, but I've checked in with Zoom on the club up here, the Spivey Mountain Westcars. So I'd like to get in there and at least see some faces. Next, we'd like to welcome W4IOE. That is Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, Sid. And Sid is the net controller on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. on this very club's repeater that I was just talking about. The club Zoom meeting tomorrow, it's all tied in, the Bearwalla Mountain repeater. W4YK, that's the call sign on that. But Sid always runs a good net. And as I finally got to check in last night, Sid, and you guys are getting more actual RF check-ins on your net than we are here. You might have passed us. You have a lot of good activity on that repeater, so that's good to hear. Stations in the India through Lima group, I through L, call KO4JKV. And Echolink stations, hang in there. I'll try you again, but let's go ahead and go to Mike through Papa, M through P, call KO4JKV.
4JKV. And Duncan, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both being negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
KV. Please check in WG4MC. This is Matt, Western Greenwood County. Be negative and negative, 7-3 to you and all the net.
For JKV, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee, Larry in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative and wish everybody a happy new year. I know it's a couple of days after, and a good 73 to everybody.
04JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar. That is Lorena, and she brings along her husband Rick. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. They're in Piedmont, South Carolina. And by telephone relay, they'd like to check in their daughter, Michelle. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec in West Shoals. Always good to hear you, Lorena, and thanks for checking everybody in. Next, we'd like to welcome WG4MC. That is Matt, one of our net controllers in Western Greenville County. There was a little bit of noise on you. It almost sounded like someone was doubling with you. But when you let off the key that noised it away and you went back on, it has like a little something going on there, just to let you know, something to think about. All right. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4MWY. That is Larry in Simpsonville. And Happy New Year's to you. It's never too late to say Happy New Year's until around, I guess, March should be a little late for that. But thanks for checking in, Larry. Any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group, call KO4JKV.
and see if EchoLink's working now. EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Call KO4JKV. Quiet on the EchoLink machine. I see people that are logged into EchoLink and that are in the queue, but I don't think there's a problem there. So let's go to Quebec through Tango. Q through T. Call KO4JKV.
JV. N2SWJ, this is Scott, and I'm just leaving the Briars meeting, heading home to Greer, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
4JKV. Duncan, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome N2SWJ, that's Scott. Mobile down there in Greer, leaving the Briars meeting. So, well, that explains why the call-ins are a little light. So, I'm just going to, there's people still driving in their cars, getting home to their shacks. I know they want to check in, so I'm just going to send a whole bunch. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That's Chris and Liberty. Always sounding good. Let's see. Let's go to Uniform through Zulu. U through Z. Call KO4JKV.
Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, to be determined, KQ4 TBD. That's Miss Angela, both here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Check in Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Yankee Uniform. KQ4ZYU, Allen. I'm over in Piedmont tonight. In and out.
Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Quebec India. This is Jose. I'm in Taylor, South Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
W4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative. Over.
Net control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee, Hotel Yankee. That's Jim and Berea, negative and negative, via EchoLink.
It's 2-meter net. That very first station, I had a rough copy on you. I think it was Keith. And your call sign, I got Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Hotel. I think I'm missing that last letter in your location.
This is Foxtrot, Columbus, North Carolina.
But at that time, Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Hotel, Foxtrot, Keith in Columbus. Good to get you in the log there. Next, we'd like to welcome K4XB, that's Tommy, along with Angela, KQ4TBD. They're in Southern Greenville County. Thanks for checking in tonight. Then we'd like to welcome KQ4ZYU. That's Alan in Piedmont. Good to hear you tonight, Alan. Next, welcome KQ4YQI. That is Jose in Taylors. Good to hear you tonight. And then W4FHJ, Gene in Taylors as well. Good to hear you tonight, Gene. And then EchoLink stations are working, because Jim is proof of that. He's checking in through EchoLink. Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee, Jim in Berea. So at least we know EchoLink stations are working. And since we know that, let's go ahead and pause here and see if we have any other EchoLink stations. So EchoLink stations only. Call KO4JKV.
KO4J, KO4JKV, KO4JKV, Duncan, check in Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA, Stephen and Greenwood, no traffic, no table.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KA4PQA, that's Stephen in Greenwood, South Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Stephen. And I did give a shout-out to that the ham fest going on the 10th. As far as you know, is that still a go?
Affirmative Duncan to all on frequency, planning on coming to our ham, planning on attending our Garth Fest this weekend. It is still a go.
It's music to my ears, and hopefully you have some good weather for that. And thanks, Stephen, for checking in. Yeah, check out Garth Fest this Saturday on the 10th. All right, let's see. Let's move on to the top of the alphabet, which is Alpha through Delta, A through D. Call KO4JKV.
4JKV. Duncan in the net. Thanks for calling the net, Duncan. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no shoe tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
JV. Can please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and Gary and Joy. And I think I may be late, but late's better than never, so good evening, Chris.
Hello, Tom.
Oh, check in Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec, KO4, TJQ. This is Johnny and Campobello. It'll be negative and negative.
Okay. Kilo Romeo 4, Delta Bravo Romeo. KR4, DBR. This is Bo and Easley, and I'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KI4DOS, Gary, and he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY, and they're in Easley, South Carolina, and Gary is our Wednesday net controller, and he also runs the swap net. So if you're interested in radio gear, buy, selling, or trading radio gear, and you'd like to hear about it on this frequency, check in with Gary on Wednesday nights. And he does that swap net after the regular net there. Next, we'd like to welcome N0TR. That is Tom and Greer. Good to hear you tonight, Tom. Welcome KO4TJQ. That is John and Campobello. And big signal, John. There's like a little hum on there, but your audio quality is really good. That microphone's sounding good. Next, we'd like to welcome KR4DBR. That is Bo in Easley. And you had a good signal as well, Bo. Thanks for checking in tonight. All right, let's go ahead and open it up to the entire alphabet. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Call KO4JKV.
KV. Everybody on the net, could you please check in? KQ4YOO, that's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar, Clint and Honeypath, and I'll be negative and negative 73.
For JKV. Duncan, thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. I hope everybody has a good night. And I have a hard time keeping warm tonight, so everybody put an extra blanket on. Might help a little. KO4JKV. Thanks, Duncan. Have a good night. 73.
KV, Kilo 4, Uniform Bravo Delta. Jan in Traveler's Rest, I'm negative and negative, and thanks for calling the net, Duncan.
KO4JKV, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John Brown Summit. Sorry I had to bop out there. I had a little family emergency, and I'll chat with you when everybody gets done.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KQ4YOO. That is Clint in Honeypath. Good to hear you tonight, Clint. Then we'd like to welcome KK4JBQ. That is Larry, and he brings along his wife, Donna. KC4MFK, and they're in Greer. Always good to hear you tonight. And the way you were talking, you made it sound like cold weather. Protect the weather there. But you stay warm, and we'll talk to you soon, Larry. Next, we'd like to welcome K4UBD. That's Jan in Traveler's Rest. Good to hear you tonight, Jan. And then we'd like to welcome KN4RJN. That is John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And we'll get a rag to you in with you, John, here in just a second. Let's see if there's any more check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Call KO4JKV.
Full check-in, Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey, Lima, Lima.
KA5WL4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KA5WLL. That is Leroy in Greenville. Sounds like you might be mobile down there, so be careful out there on the road. Any other station, all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV or Net Control. It's KO4JKV now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion with periodic stops for check-ins between the rag chews. Tonight we have one on the stump there, and that is our buddy John, KN4RJN. Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, this is KN4RJN. Just as you came on the air, my phone rang, and it was my daughter in Virginia. In a panic, she had water dripping down through the ceiling into a light fixture, and it was coming from the toilet in the bathroom upstairs, and she didn't know how to turn the water off. So I had to deal with that. And she sent me some pictures. The light fixture is a great big huge bowl, and it's about a third full of water. So I instructed her to A, turn the light off, B, turn the water off, C, flush the toilet to get all the water out of the tank, and put some towels around it and call a handyman in the morning. So, and she's about a 4 or 5 hour drive from me to her, so it's not like I can run over there and fix it for her. So, yeah, anyway, other than that, what's going on in your world?
KN4JKV. Well, I'm just enjoying this new year. The weather has been great. Been able to get out in the outdoors a little bit more, and I think that's my New Year's resolution, get outside more. It seems like the past few years just zip by, and I never really get out and do anything except just work, so I'm going to make it a point to get outside and hike around, and also be active, take the radio outdoors and do stuff with that, but I noticed that tonight's very clear. Hopefully you're going to tell us there's this enormous event that's getting ready to happen, because tonight the sky is flawless, I tell you. Back to you.
This is GAN4RJN. Well, we missed the peak on the quaternids. They peaked on January 3rd and 4th. However, they're active through January 12th. And they have, at their peak, they had like 80 meteors per hour. So, let me look at my usual list. Calendar isn't up yet for those guys, but it looks like midnight, 1, 2, 3 in the morning, it'll be fairly high in the sky. So if you get a chance, go out and see if you can spot the quaternids. Don't need any special equipment, just it's cold, obviously. Dress warm. Find yourself a chaise lounge out on your deck or out, if you're away from city lights, and lay down and just, you know, watch. More or less to the, let's see here, they're given azimuth at that point in time, 39, 45, 50 degrees off of true north, so that's going to be towards the towards the east. And let's see, 12 and a half, 20, 29, 39 degrees high at an azimuth. This is where the where the radiant is, but again, they can appear at any point in the sky. But just go out and let your eyes get adjusted. Look more or less to the east, maybe a little south, southeast, and see if you can spot something there. You've a good chance you might catch one. As for the radio issue, let's see. We got for the next 3 days about a 40% chance of mild to moderate radio blackout conditions over the next 3 days, and about a 10% chance of anything over that. So the sun's calmed down a little bit. It's been kind of freaky here the last couple 3 weeks, but it's calmed down some. So we shouldn't have too much trouble with propagation there. Other than that, sir, I'll send it back to you.
4RJN, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that sounds good, and I wrote that down, quadrinids, and typed it in the Google, and yep, it is going on. And when I go down and tear this antenna down, I will hang out there a little bit, and hopefully I will see something. Now, that last meteor shower you were talking about, I was out on the porch, and I saw something significant, but it was in my peripheral vision. I didn't see it directly, but I was like, oh, that was something. But I don't know. I think that was something. But good deal with that info, and I hope you got that electrical water thing solved. Is everything tied up? Everything safe? No major losses?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, she got the water turned off the light, and she sent me a picture of the light fixture. It's this big bowl thing, and it's about a third full of water. And I thought, oh, my God. So she rifled through her information, found a handyman that she calls from time to time. And they do bathroom renovations, roofs, gutters, you know, just general stuff. So I said, okay, they've got some plumbers and some electricians. And she didn't like that light fixture anyway. So I said, the immediate problem is solved, and tomorrow you need to, you know, give them a call. And says, and that thing's hit, that light fixture is heavy, so and there's a wet spot on the ceiling. I said, okay, as long as it's still up there and it hasn't come crashing down yet, it's probably all right. But put some towels or a bucket underneath it on the table there to catch any other water that continues to drip down, and try to sop up the water around the toilet upstairs, and don't use that bathroom for a while. And yeah, anyway, so it's like, it's the type of thing that, you know, if she lived close, I'd be over there by now. But, you know, it's at least a, you know, 5-6 hour drive up to where she's at. She's up close to D.C., so even from here, that's a ways. And I'm not going to take off tonight. So our next meteor shower, let me see here, is going to be, well, not until April. The Lyrids will occur in April, and late April at that, 22nd to the 23rd. So that's the next one that's coming up. Nothing happening in February, I'm sorry. At least not for meteor showers. I'll do some research and see what else is going on here later on in January, if anything else, you know, unique is happening besides a meteor shower. But that's about it. So if it's clear, go out and just enjoy the stars. There's a big, big, beautiful moon out there. Should be. Let me see where he's at right now. He's up. I know that. Yeah, he's, well, actually, yeah, he's just now coming up. So, and it was full moon 2 or 3 days ago, so there's still quite a bit of moon out there. So go out and enjoy him. It's always fun to look at the moon. But anyway, We'll send it back to you, sir, and I have nothing else, so I'll clear on out. KN4RJN, clear.
Well, thanks for that report, and I'm glad you got the water situation squared away. And, yeah, water's a nasty thing. And I got the lyrids coming up in April. We'll be looking forward to that, and I will stick my head out the window tonight to see if I can get any meteor shower visuals tonight. So we'll break with KN4RJN 73 John. This is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Still taking check-ins. Check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Call net control. I think we got about everybody. So far, 55 check-ins. That is it's on the high side. I haven't gotten that many check-ins in quite a while. But a big reminder, if people in my listening voice, if you're able to get into the Bear Walla Mountain Repeater, that is W4YK, that's in Henderson County, North Carolina, and I know a lot of you can, tomorrow night they're having a Zoom meeting. It's a regular club meeting, but they're expanding it out and broadcasting on Zoom. So if you can go to their website and you'd like to join in on their meeting via Zoom, do that tomorrow night, 7 p.m., and just go to www.radioclub.org, and their topic tomorrow is QSL cards. So I'm going to try to make that meeting. Reminder, this Saturday is Gars Fest. So it's this Saturday, 9 a.m., Gars Fest in Greenwood. And I will, let's see, it is coming up. So I'm not going to have another chance to talk about this. So give me just a second, and I'll try to give you a little more information. The flyer on the website is kind of small, so I need my readers. Fest, which is Greenwood, South Carolina. It's the Ham Fest, which is this Saturday, January 10th, at Piedmont Technical College. And it is, let's see, doors open at 9. They're going to have vendors and all that stuff. And let's see, I'm trying to look for an exact address. Ooh, I have some notes here. Just search Gars Fest, G-A-R-S Fest 2026, and they'll pull up the same flyer that I'm looking at right now, and hopefully you'll be able to find it. Okay, let's see. Let's see if there's any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Call KO4-JKV.
3-JKA-5-WLL mobile. Roger. Just another thing to add to your heads up is January the 24th, Blue Ridge will be doing a one-day ham fest, and details are still being worked on. It's a one-day winter ham fest on the 24th of January, and we'll have the information on the Ron Scott City website. And also, tonight we had our Blue Ridge meeting, and we didn't have Zoom for some reason, but we're going to have that back up for the next meeting for Monday night.
5-WLL, this is KO4-JKV, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You were breaking up a little bit there, but I think I got the important points that on the 24th, there's going to be another winter ham fest coming up, and I will check on that bar's website. So the next time I run the net on Monday, I will hopefully have all that information and be able to give it to you. And let's see. So let's see, just to make sure I'm correct, so the 24th of January, there's going to be another winter ham fest?
What's your field day? It's an winter field day. We'll be doing a one-day portion on Saturday. It'll be just in Pickens County, but it'll be sponsored by Brawlers. Over.
Gotcha, I gotcha. That is just what whatever happened, you got nice and clear. I could hear everything you were saying that last time. And I think I did make a mention of that. Give me just a second here. Let's see. Hold on just a second. This is the same winter field day I'm talking about. So that is this Saturday. No. January 24th, which is 3 weeks away. January 24th, 10 a.m. till late night. And I have it at Phil's Place, 1273 Reese Mill Road in Pickens, South Carolina. And it has all the information on the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society site. Is that the ham fest you were talking about?
QSL Field Day. Field Day, not ham fest.
Why am I saying ham fest? They might just have ham fest on the brain. Winter Field Day, 2026, January 24th. All right, that sounds good. That's what I have on my notes here. So, and I hope to get down there and maybe say hey. I haven't seen really anybody down there. I've only seen a couple guys up at the Ham Fest up here. So, thanks for that information, Leroy. And let's see if there's any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Call KO4JKV. I think we got everybody. That was a very good net. And tonight, I think, marks my 3-year point. I started a few years ago on the beginning of the year. I can't remember if it's 3 or 4 years, but I always know that right after New Year is a special day. I'll have to look it up. I can't remember if it's 3 or 4 years ago. But anyway, thanks, everybody. Tomorrow night, your net controller is Mark. His call sign is KQ4WHN, and he always runs a great net, so he'd appreciate it if you check in with him at 9 p.m. As we're here every night at 9 p.m. with a different net controller, we'd love it if you'd become regulars. And let's see, stand by for my net report. KO4JKV now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night. This is KO4JKV clear.